Hey there, I'm Lauren, and you're listening to the Podcast Manager Show, a podcast for podcast managers. Each week, we cover the technical and tactical aspects of running a profitable podcast manager business. With over 90,000 new shows starting each month, podcast managers are in demand. I mean, in demand. And I'm here to help you land your dream clients while reaching your monthly income goals and without working like crazy. Are you ready? Let's get to today's episode. Hey, everybody. Welcome to episode 10 of the Podcast Manager Show. In this episode, I am sharing the three reasons why podcasters hire podcast managers. This is going to be such a great episode because I have talked to over 100 podcasters at this point about why they are looking into hiring a podcast manager. And so I'm boiling all of that information down into the three biggest reasons that podcasters need podcast managers. But before I get into that, I wanted to explain to you my perspective because I just started this podcast. We're on episode 10. And of course, I knew that I was going to hire a podcast manager because, you know, that's what I teach. But I wanted to get the show up and running. I wanted to have my hands in all the pieces to begin with. And I thought, you know, maybe after a couple of months, I would hire my own podcast manager, of course, from my group. Well, what I have learned in a very short time period is that I cannot be my own podcast manager. My goodness, I am the worst client to myself. So I am hiring a podcast manager earlier than I expected, but that's okay. We're already underway with interviews and all of that. But I wanted to share my perspective here because I wouldn't have expected how much I needed one until actually being in the situation. I just find it so funny that even I didn't fully grasp it even after all of these years of being a podcast manager. The reasons I need a podcast manager is because I'm waiting until the last minute to put these episodes out. Like, I will always stay firm to my schedule, but I'm waiting until the last minute thinking that it's not that time consuming when it is. It's so time consuming, especially when I am recording the episodes and then I'm doing all of the after part that I'm used to. So I just could only imagine someone who's not comfortable with all of these pieces of editing and publishing and social media and show notes and all of that. It would take them obviously even longer if they were recording the episode and then doing everything else. Like, I just can't imagine how much of a time suck it really is for people that are not as comfortable with this as I am. I'm also overthinking my editing, overthinking recording, and just like nitpicking on myself because, you know, it's myself. I've gotten a little bit better, but like my first couple of episodes, I was editing and then I would like re-record something. And the funny thing is that it's like you probably can't even tell. It's not like I've done an amazing job of speaking or anything, but I've been literally re-recording some pieces in the very first couple of episodes because I was nitpicking myself that much. And I know that happens with other podcasters. And just that general idea of getting stuck in perfectionism and thinking that because it's my podcast now, it needs to be like absolutely perfect and all of that. So I can't wait to onboard my podcast manager in the next couple of weeks so that I will have a better schedule and not be waiting until the very last minute to do this. All right, so the three reasons that podcasters in general, not just me, but the three reasons that podcasters hire podcast managers, let's get right into it. Number one is the time saved each week. So I see a lot that podcasters that have already started their podcast, they want that time back. They realized how time consuming it is, and it's taking away from them doing the higher level tasks in their business. So they really need that time back. And they finally come to the conclusion that, hey, this is a worthwhile investment so that I can get the time back. On that same page, there are many podcasters or soon to be podcasters that have absolutely no desire to learn this technical piece of editing, uploading, scheduling, all of that. They just do not have space in their life or in their brain to learn a new task. So they either want that time back or they never even ever want to invest the time in being their own podcast manager. They've heard that podcasts are time consuming and they want someone to be able to kind of lead this project. That's the first reason. The second reason is they want to utilize their current podcast better. I hear this a lot, actually, is that they're not planning out their episodes well. They're just kind of like putting something out there each week. They used to be super excited about it, but now that they don't really have a lot of accountability, they're just a lot more slack with their schedule. Maybe they're skipping from promoting each week, or they're not always creating social media graphics. It just goes back to that whole thing of like when you're your own client, you just don't do as great of work. Whereas if you hire something out, that person is working with you. And so they're going to do an awesome job every single week. And they're going to encourage you to keep at it. They're going to encourage you to promote. They're going to encourage you to utilize the podcast in a lot of different ways. So on that same note, a lot of podcasters, maybe they just don't have time to do show notes. So they just started their podcast and they're not doing a lot of the quote unquote extra stuff. But having someone hired that can do that for them, it means they're going to be able to do show notes. It means that they're going to be able to treat their guests a little bit better and pull some extra quotes from their episodes for them to use later. Maybe it means that they can then repurpose their podcast episode into something else. There's so many ways that you can really pull content out of a podcast. And if they're being their own podcast manager, for sure that they are not doing that. After I would get done working on my podcast episode, I would, you know, do my show notes and upload my episode and all that. And I would finally get to the point where I would create social media graphics, and it'd be like 10 o'clock at night because that's when I work normally. And I'd think, oh, I'll just create the social media graphics in the morning, knowing that I don't work in the morning. So if I'm going to do something, it's going to be at night. So I'm like, why would I create my social media graphics the next night, like the day it goes out? I'm going to create them that night. That's not a good idea, right? And I'm sure I'm not alone in that thinking. Like, podcasters are just, once again, they're not going to treat themselves as great as you would treat them as their podcast manager. The third reason that podcasters are looking to hire podcast managers is that they're looking for an expert to help them in monetizing. And this is not the first thing that you're going to learn as a podcast manager. The first thing that you really need to learn as a podcast manager is how to edit, upload, and schedule an episode on a host, write show notes, pull clips, and create audiograms. Those are the first skills that you need to learn. But once you've learned those and you've landed a couple clients, you can then dive into the world of monetizing. And once you start learning that, you can then start pitching that to your current clients. Most podcasters want more information on monetizing. It's still kind of a gray area that's not understood very well. So man, if you can get into this part of podcasting, you will not have a hard time finding clients. So when podcasters are looking for someone to help them with monetizing, they either want to know how can they promote their digital products, like their ebook or their course or their membership. They're looking to include that more into their podcast, but they don't know exactly how to do that. They don't know how to incorporate that into their current podcast. So you can come in and help them implement that into their podcast so that they can see an increase in their email list or sales. They may be wanting help with monetizing through affiliates. There's so many ways that you can do this, and it works so well with podcasts that this is a really great thing to look into. Or maybe more commonly, the podcaster wants to know about ads and landing sponsors. My goodness, this is so popular. And what I see in the podcast manager program is that my students' clients will say, hey, I love you as my podcast manager. Can you help me land sponsors? And then they'll come into our group and say, okay, what do you guys know about sponsors? Because sponsors are constantly changing. And then I'll give them whatever most up-to-date information that I have on sponsors and what's working for my clients. And then they'll go and help their clients land sponsorships. Once again, if you can get into this part of podcasting and add this to your podcast manager skill set, man, it will be so powerful. I want to share one last thing with you guys, and that's an encouragement to get visible with your business. The reason I say that is because you have to be visible for clients to find you. For example, I have not been accepting new clients this year. I stopped accepting clients in January. But because I'm active on Facebook, in Facebook groups, I still get so many leads. And I was actually recording a training on how to become a podcast manager for this mompreneur membership site, and was working with this lady that runs the membership program. And I sent her over the videos that her and I had discussed, and she emailed me back. You know, her and I have been talking for about a month or so. She emailed me back saying, hey, I was also wanting to know about your services because I'm really looking for a podcast manager myself. And I just laughed, like, of course you're looking for a podcast manager. You and I have been talking about podcast management for a month, and now you are coming to me, which is great. But once again, I'm not accepting clients. And so I'm, you know, throwing that lead over into my podcast manager group. But I would never receive leads like that if I wasn't putting myself out there. And so I want to encourage you to put yourself out there, make yourself visible, because there's no way that you're going to find clients if you're not putting yourself out there. And not all clients will come to you by any means, but you have to get yourself out there so that you can start searching and so that when they're looking, they can stumble upon you as well. If you have just stumbled upon the podcast management world and you're like, wait, this is a thing? Maybe you're a virtual assistant. Maybe you're just starting into the freelance world and you're like, wait, I've been listening to podcasts for a year or so, more than that maybe, and I love them. It would be so cool to work behind the scenes on one. Number one, welcome to the amazing club of podcast junkies. Number two, check out my masterclass where I teach you how to become a profitable podcast manager, or find our Facebook group. It's called the Podcast Manager Mastermind. Find that on Facebook. Join us, ask all your questions so that I can help you get going, creating that profitable podcast management business of your dreams. All right. Thank you so much for hanging out with me today. I'm so grateful that you guys are coming back every single week. I would love to know if you have other reasons as to why podcasters have hired you. I love hearing this stuff. So let me know if there's a specific reason why podcasters are hiring you. All right. I will talk to you very soon. Thanks so much for hanging out with me today. Come connect with me over on Instagram at Lauren Wrighton or in the Podcast Manager Mastermind on Facebook. And let me know what you liked about this episode. You can always find the links and resources mentioned in this show over at laurenwrighton.com. Until next time, I'll be cheering you on.